Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 1, or sorry, chapter 2, I should say, verse 2. We talked about yesterday, verse 1, in this list of things that should and are present in the church. He's in the middle of this if-then statement. And I'll go ahead and read verse 1 and 2 together this time. But it says, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
Yeah, so he doesn't actually use the word then, but it is, if there are these things, then here's what you need to do. You need to complete my joy, and unity is what would do that. Again, got to work together, and the components in the early part of chapter 2 tells us how to do that. We got to work together. We got to be of the same mind. We got to put others before self. We got to have unity. We've got to invest in those relationships and make it work if we're going to have the kind of spirit and the kind of relationships within the church that we ought to have. So if we're going to complete his joy, he tells us how to do that by being of the same mind.
Yeah, this is, again, that mind word that's one of our key words here. It's being used again, that we're basically just being united in the same mind, that we are focused on the same goals. And, you know, we have this idea of, you know, unity in our thinking, that we're have the same goals, we're focused on the same direction, we want the same things, we're on the same page. You know, you may have had, you know, relationships before where and conversations with people where you're just clicking right there the whole time. That's the idea behind this word.
That yeah, and the mind we need to be clicking with here is Jesus's mind, and he'll say that in verse 5.
And that's the thing is, you know, we'll look at this and we'll say, okay, so is it a problem whenever, you know, you have disagreements with people in the church? They have people have different opinions, and the more people you have, the more opinions you're going to have, and all that. But it's not that you're trying to, you know, make everybody think the same way as you are. A lot of times, that's where you end up with disunity, and maybe that's what's going on here. I don't know, but yet you're aligning yourselves not with each other and trying to come to this, you know, medium line. You're aligning yourselves with Jesus and what his mind and his attitude and his humility is at. And so you're being of the same mind, and ultimately we're going to find that mind is Christ, but being united in that way.
And this, he says, complete my joy being in the same mind, having the same love. And the love here is the, you might guess, the agape love. In order for this to work, it has to be the same kind of love that we have for each other. This agape love we've talked about before is self-sacrificing love. It's the kind of love that God shows. It's a love that cares more about the needs of others than it does self. So how can we complete his joy? By being of the same mind, having the same focus and the same direction and the same priorities, but also having the same kind of love. And if we're going to have unity, it takes both of us having this kind of love. I can have agape love for you and you not return it. We're not going to have a relationship. God has agape love for everyone. One of the things that's often misunderstood about the Lord is, well, God loves everybody. Yes, but the only way that we have a relationship with him is when we love him back. And if you love me, he says, keep my commandments. So it's the same way here. I can love you with agape love, but unless you love me with agape love, we're never going to have the kind of relationship that we should have. So same mind, same love. And then he says, being of in full accord, are united in spirit or something of that nature, depending on your translation.
Yeah. The New American Standard says united in spirit. It literally translated, that means having one soul. So you're having having one soul would imply that, you know, you're having the same goals here, that again, you're focused on the same direction, you're wanting the same things, that you're united in every way in that way.
I think the ESV really, I'm not saying it's a bad translation, but in this list, it kind of misses a little bit there. Being in full accord kind of gives the idea you agree on everything. It's not necessarily you agree on everything, but I think being of, like you said, having the same spirit, being of the same soul, whatever.
You have this big group of people that is functioning as one.
Kind of welded together.
Yeah. I don't know. This just popped in my head. Maybe this is a bad illustration, but you remember the old like Power Rangers cartoons where they would all come together and make the huge robot. But you know, then it was like you can defeat anything. I don't know, but that's maybe the idea here, is that you're functioning as one. You have a lot of different parts, but you're functioning as one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this idea here. You have a bunch of different people, and you know, they all have different roles and different abilities and different gifts and different opinions and whatever. But we're working in the same way. We're working towards the same goals. We're achieving the same purpose, and that's kind of this idea here.
Yeah, and then the last one is being of one mind. You're intent on this one, the same mindset. You got to have the same vision. You got to have the same purpose. You got to have the same focus in the way that we think about things. And that's not only with our priorities, but with our intentions, with, you know, what's really like the focus. We can all go about that in different ways, maybe, but ultimately it's the same goal that we have. You know, the point guard and the shooting guard and the small forward and the whatever, they don't have the same role on a basketball team, but mm-hmm. But they're all working together for that same, you know, they're running the same offense, you might say. The center and the left tackle and the wide receiver and the running back are doing different things, but they're running the same play.
Right.
And that's the idea here, is that, I do think that was the Power Rangers. I said last night when I was teaching that I used one of those that I said is probably a bad bad metaphor, but that's probably what I do best is bad metaphors, and everybody kind of laughed. But I think those kind of things really click with people. But anyway, it is the idea of us all coming together, even though we have different color Power Ranger uniforms on, different skill sets, but we're focused on the same thing.
Yeah, and then that we're intent and more purpose. That idea. There's one commentator that said they didn't see a comma between those last two, and so they kind of had it translated instead as just having souls united, with souls united, setting your minds on unity.
And by the way, there's not punctuation in ancient manuscripts, yeah. So don't.
You gotta add know, context clues.
You're guessing about whether, yeah.
But whether it's three or four, I think obviously the intent is the same, and the message is the same, that you're setting your minds on unity, which is again a purposeful, intentional thing, and just like we talked about last episode, it's something that you're doing. This isn't something that's passive. Now, it takes more than one person to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in verse 2, it takes more than just one person to say, this is what we're going to do. But this is something that's active. It's not, I'm waiting on other people to do this and I'll join in. This is, okay, let's get it started and let's get it rolling.
Yeah. So you want to make Paul's joy complete and have those qualities in verse 2. Well, he's going to tell us how in verses 3 and 4.
Yeah. So we'll get into verses 3 and 4 next time we are together. But we're thankful that you are here with us, continuing through Philippians chapter 2, that you will maybe dive in your own time deeper into this book, and we'll continue to study and to grow together on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.